Yolanda, on the obedience to your spiritual fathers, how important, how heavy is that relationship, the spirit of the child with the spiritual father, on the fact of the obedience and the wisdom of the spiritual father, and then you actually following what he's told you, whether you agree with it or not? I mean, what are some of the, I guess, the pitfalls that can occur if you don't follow obedience?
There is no exception in obedience unless your spiritual father tells you to do something which is a heresy or unethical. These two things only. But you will not go and ask your spiritual father which car to buy. And you will not ask him if you want to go on a holiday, what's his opinion. That's your personal issues. You can only ask him for spiritual things, and then you're obedient to spiritual things. It's like you can't tell your spiritual father which doctor should I go to. You can tell him as a friend, but you can't tell him as a spiritual child. That's not a spiritual matter. So we stick to the spiritual part. So when you go to your doctor, you don't tell him about your life in the house, at home. You tell him about your health issues. So when you go to your spiritual father, you tell him about your spiritual issues only, and you follow his advice 100%. That's why we said before, you can choose who will be your spiritual father, but once you're comfortable, you have to be 100% obedient. Now, by saying this, if you have a difficulty, you have to tell him. There is no obedience without letting him know your thoughts. You can't say, I will be obedient, and then you struggle to do what he told you. So you have to tell him beforehand or after, if you find a difficulty, what your difficulties are. And that's not a reaction, that's honesty. So you honestly tell him, I tried to do what you asked, and I want to be 100% obedient, but I found this and this and this difficulty. What's the next thing I can do? And he will tell you. If you don't tell him your problems that you find following his advice or following your life, then you cannot be obedient. So we have to be clear here. He has to know everything, and then whatever comes up, he has to be updated, and then you're obedient, not without him knowing things. And without him knowing what's in your heart as well. Because if he realizes that you struggle a lot about something, he will have to make it lighter for you, if this makes any sense. So if he tells you, do this and this and this, and you find it very difficult because you don't have time, you can't read, you can't, whatever it is, then you have to go back and tell him, I can't do this and this exactly as you said. What am I going to do? And he will tell you. But you can't hide it from him and try to be obedient exactly to what he told you and then just give up everything, because you will end up giving up everything.
Can your spiritual father be someone different from your confessor?
There are occasions that this happened. Like Saint Paisios, he was not a priest, so he was not a confessor. And we also have situations that nuns had the role of a spiritual mother. And the practice in the female monasteries is that they confess all their thoughts into the hierodisa, into the abbess, and then if they have sins, they confess them to the confessor father of the monastery. So basically, the one who gives the direction, the spiritual direction in a female monastery, is the hierodisa. It's not the confessor father. And this is clear in our Orthodox Church. If we confuse these two, especially in the female monasteries, there are issues, and they should not be. So the easiest for us is if our spiritual father is our confessor, but there are occasions that this doesn't happen. Like the spiritual father of the monastery of Vatopedi was Elder, what was his name? Yosef, all right? But the abbot was, is Elder Ephrem. So the abbot would not interfere if Yerodes Ephrem would give a certain direction to a monk. But if they wanted to confess something, they would go to the abbot. But usually these two persons are one, and it's easier. Anything else?
Sometimes we might be trying to find a solution to a problem we're facing, and we pray for it, but can we distinguish between the direction we get, whether the direction is from God or whether it's our thoughts or the way we want to go with this?
When you pray yourself and you want an answer, and you don't have your spiritual father available, I guess. Because if you have the chance of asking your spiritual father, you should ask.
Some things are so trivial, they're not really related to spiritual.
Yes.
In a spiritual sense, but they are related to everyday life.
Yes, I understand. All right, so if you read the life of Saint Seraphim of Sarov, there is an event there. There was a lay person. He was called Motovilov, and he visited Saint Seraphim, and he asked to have an experience of how God is. And then Saint Seraphim held his hand, and he prayed, and they were both covered in the uncreated light. And then Saint Seraphim asked him, "How do you feel now?" And Motovilov said, "I feel an indescribable peace." Now, the reason why Saint Seraphim asked this is because this peace inside us is the answer to your question and to every other question we might have. So if you are in a situation that you want an answer and you can't find it, you pray, and whatever is more peaceful in your heart, that's what you do. So basically, by following our peace, we follow the Holy Spirit. But if it is a serious thing and we need to have advice from our spiritual father, we need to tell him. Wherever there is no peace, God is not there.